Welcome to the JK Show!
Welcome to the JK Show, episode 5. I'm your host, Jazz, and with me is Ben. Hello, Ben.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here. I can't even begin to tell you.
We just listened to the new track by 4 Minute.
How new is it?
As in the last 2 weeks.
Oh, wow. Okay, so super new.
Yeah, super new. It's called Hate. It's from their album Act 7. Well, when I say album, I mean like mini album. They do mini albums, which are kind of like EPs. Remember EPs?
Yeah, for sure.
So they have 4 tracks on them. Pretty much. And who do you think produced that track?
You asked me this when we were actually playing it, and the only thing that came to mind was Dr. Dre.
Nah, it's Skrillex.
Very seriously?
Yeah, it's Skrillex.
Wow. Wow, that's huge, because he's an absolute monster of a DJ worldwide, so the fact he's got in to do the Korean stuff's massive.
EDM, or electronic dance music.
Uh-huh.
Very big, obviously, at the moment. Definitely in Europe. It's always been big in Europe, EDM. But it's really becoming much more of a part of Korean culture as well. And Skrillex went over, and I think he did a good job.
Yeah, it was huge. It was and also on top of that as well, he really followed the formula of what J and K-pop actually is, essentially. Mm. You know, just kind of like cool little verses, and when it comes to the chorus, it just switches things up massively. And with the bum 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 bum, whatever he had there was I didn't pick up on any of his signature stuff. It didn't have the dubsteppy mad breakdown. He really, he tailored something for Japanese and Korean markets. So he's done a great job.
Yeah, it's interesting. Anyway, let's have a quick look at what the lyrics are. This is what we generally do. We play Korean and Japanese music and we talk about it and we look at the lyrics. In the case of 4 Minutes Hate, you have your eyes tell me liar, liar, liar. Don't deceive me any longer. I don't want to know anymore. No more, no, no, it's all over. Go, go, I guess this is it. Get out, turn around and leave. At the end of this love, hate is all that's left. I see the end of our endless love. Don't drag it out with awkward excuses. Too late, it's already over. Go, 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 rather than doing this, done, 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 rather than getting tired of fighting, go, go, go. I can't take it anymore, just leave me be, just leave me be. I hate you. Happy stuff to start the show with. I don't need you.
That's amazing. Just in case the point wasn't reiterated enough during the whole thing, it just finishes with what I hate you.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, so I assume this song's about a breakup, yeah?
Yeah, I think that's fair enough to say.
Yeah, indeed. And I have to say, when you kept going, go, go, was it? Is it three goes?
Go, 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 yeah.
Yeah, I was waiting for Power Rangers.
How awesome would that be? Oh, that theme tune, the Go, Go Power Rangers theme tune is classic.
Yeah, I was never ever into Power Rangers. Gone on a little bit of a tangent. My friends were, but it was never my thing. I could never, I don't know, always look so fake. Always look so fake. Like the massive baddie with a backdrop behind with like Tokyo getting blown up or whatever it was. Never my thing. But yeah, a couple of Power Rangers I was a fan of. Like the original pink Power Ranger. She was pretty pretty.
It's always Kimberly, isn't it?
And there you go. Is that the one? Yeah, Kimberly. Yeah, Kimberly was hot.
Yeah.
Not your type?
Moving on. Coming up, we have kind of a more hip-hop focused show today. So we've got some G-Dragon, some Taeyang, some EXO, and we're going to play some Icon as well. You know what? Let's start off with Icon.
Let's do it.
We played Icon on the last episode, which was Rhythm Ta, which you may remember with Liana. This episode, we're going to play one called Anthem, which is Bobby and B.I., the two main rappers. Mm-hmm. And it's a hell of a track. Icon is coming to town. Let's just chill, your journey. Shut up, genie, did it, jam, or D. Now go, gear, though, that. Shiba, mock, or drink, call me, yeah, just shit the fuck with me. Yeah, ego, yoga, beso. Catching a nom, turn, so my urge, I'll check yo. I'm taking neck, or yoga, boon again, and get go. In the side of me, you check, I shake and dess up. Chip, chung, oldie, dirty, not then, and chick, fixing. None of the jam, more than rhythm. Sim, come, oh, moment, from chun, and gibbon. All said the rocky, we gon' go get them.
Come be the match, 영구와 땡치리, 용의와 용기리.
And that was Icon with Anthem. What do you think of that?
Brilliant. I'm actually really enjoying it, Jasper. I'm very happy to have met you and for you to have introduced me to this whole genre of music. Beforehand, I would have been very dismissive and never really have entertained it. And now it's entertaining me. I'm really enjoying it.
I'm glad you enjoyed that. I mean, I know hip hop is kind of something that you're kind of into. And I just really wanted to know what your opinions were on like the Korean versions of it. Because it's a really interesting hybridization, as they say, of Western musical styles and beats, where you were just saying earlier, actually, they take these bits here and these bits here.
It's really eclectic the way they kind of like, it's like 30 seconds and you've got this song and then they just totally switch it up and they put another beat in and different drums, whatever. And they keep doing that. And for me, I find it really engaging. I like it a lot. So I think it's awesome. And it's also like a model of music, like a template that can be transplanted and not just being done with like, you know, people speaking Korean or Japanese. It just shows how this formula can be transplanted and put somewhere else and still work. So I reckon the rise of J and K-pop is only going to continue. And on top of that, I think they've got Jasper to thank.
No, I think they've got YouTube to thank for that. So let me try and do some rapping here, doing a bit of an English translation of Icon's Anthem. It's on their album Welcome Back, which is their debut album.
Okay.
Which is a bit odd, because...
Yeah, it's a very strange title for the debut album.
But still, these guys were also, point to make, made up from kind of like a pop stars or what do you call it?
Idols.
And So they won an idol competition.
See, there you go, Jasper. You're teaching me much knowledge.
But Bobby, who is the guy with the DMX rasp of... Yeah.
Come on!
Yes. He happened to win, like, Show Me the Money, which was a hip-hop survival show.
Wow.
So he actually beat all these other hip-hop artists to get to the end of it, and were put in a boy band.
That's nuts. So instead of getting up and singing, they were getting up and rapping?
Yeah.
Were they like fresh raps the whole time? Are they freestyles? Are they people writing it down? Or
I haven't seen it myself, but it's something to look at.
Definitely so. On YouTube, any idea?
Possibly, I haven't looked.
Be on the internet somewhere.
It'll be on the internet somewhere.
Let's find it.
Anyway, English translation. This is B.I. and Bobby, who are the two main rappers of the group. This is Icon's Anthem, Korea's center, the combination of Bobby and I. Nice bit of English grammar.
Yeah, it's beautiful there.
Are like Seo To Wong, Tae Wong, and Kang Baek Ho. I have no idea what that means. References to people. The tension of the youth, since we're pretty hot, we are the hackers that unbutton people's buttons. Endorphins are surging, so let's just chill. We are so childish. No matter how you fly or crawl, we will chew and eat you up. Call me Adjusi.
Can I just stop you there for a second, just before I forget this? Endorphins are pumping.
Yeah.
Let's chill.
Yeah.
Doesn't make much sense.
Well, no, because your endorphins are surging, so... just calm down. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Instead of embracing the endorphins and going just, on a madness.
Yeah.
Just relax, guy. Okay, sorry. That makes sense now.
And Adjusi is, I think, elder. Come here. It's no one there. Ayo. But yeah. It's a great track.
It's a great track, for sure.
No matter who it is, once you let your guard down, I'll eat you up. The things I protect, I'll protect them like Kang Kyu-song's purity. These are just Korean references that we're not going to get.
So hold on, is Kang Kyu-song like, must be a Korean virgin?
Kang Kyu-song? I have no idea. Something to look it up.
I reckon she's like, I don't know, the exalted virgin of Korea.
Possibly. Anyway, that got your thumbs up.
Yeah, two thumbs up.
Excellent.
Liana style. For guys who don't know that, it means my fists are kind of like over my chest and yeah. I've got two thumbs up as well.
You've got to listen to the last episode. She does great rapping.
Really?
Yeah.
How good are rapping?
I'd say hilarious rapping.
Okay, hilarious rapping, good, because I feel I can rap too. Maybe you need to have a rap off, because Kieran reckons he can rap. You just showed your rap and Liana's apparently good and I'm like incredible. So I don't know. I reckon Sarah might be the sly dog and win that freestyle battle.
This is true. She might actually be the sly dog behind the saw. Okay, so we've just had Anthem by Icon, B.I. and Bobby. Next up, we're going to bring it down a bit and have something a bit different, shall we?
Let's do that.
So we're going to have a band called Beast.
Really, you're bringing it down and you're introducing a band called Beast.
Yeah, B-S-2-T. Or is it B-2-S-T? I think it's B-2-S-T. But Beast, yeah.
Yeah.
They're not as big as they were at the moment. Okay. But they had a really good track come out in, I think it's 2011.
Okay.
And this is that track. It's called Fiction. And I really like this. This is really good stuff.
Awesome.
So this is Beast and Fiction. And that was Beast, B2ST, I find out, with Fiction. What do you think of that?
I think that the scratching and scribbling towards the end of the song wasn't Jasper and I being incompetent. It was actually the song itself.
That is how the song goes, yeah.
Very much more like relaxed. Like, there's also a little bit as well. It goes, ba-da-bum, which I swear, oh, it's so close to me. It's like an old school, like, dance rave tune from, like, late 90s. And I can't remember exactly what it is, but I feel like those notes have been used before.
Possibly.
But apart from that, a little bit more of a whole song, less sporadic than the previous tunes you've played, which kind of like 30 seconds of this, 30 seconds of that, bring it into the previous thing, and just a bit of like madness that all works. This was a little bit more of your conventional song structure. Very nice, just chilling out, still moving, still grinding. So yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, it's a typical boy band song. I mean, that's what you think. You think the Backstreet Boys or something.
Yeah, exactly that.
It's very, you know, centered for girls. I just like the actual melody and the dance moves as well, which are kind of cool. It's just kind of like just sliding your legs across the floor. And it's really very simple. Anyway, should we have the English translation?
Let's do it.
Okay, it's, I still can't forget you. I still can't trust everything. Even today, I can't send you away like this. I will rewrite it again. Our story will not end. I will bury fact that reality is seeping into my skin for now. I rewrite it once again, start beginning with you and I smiling happily. In case you will leave me, the background is a small room without an exit. I kiss you as if there is nothing wrong. I can't leave your sweet presence. There is no such thing as an end for us. Like, and then the chorus is, like this again, fiction in fiction. I can't forget you, fiction in fiction. I'm writing the story that will never end in my heart.
Oh,
it's just a nice song. So that was Beast with Fiction.
How many people are in Beast?
It's a good question. I don't know.
Stumped him.
I think it's probably 5, 6. Mm-hmm. It's not like AKB48 where there are literally like 48 of them.
Being serious?
Yeah.
What's the point of being in a band with 48 other members? Like, what are you going to get? Like, I don't know.
Well, they perform songs in different places, or they do different songs with different members.
Okay.
It's, and you know, idols work kind of like a talent agency in a way. Is they don't just sing, they also act, and they also do all sorts of things. Mm-hmm. Or if you look at people like Big Bang, who are, you know, Big Bang.
Big Bang.
Big Bang. In the case of those guys, they act, they rap, they sing, mm-hmm. they produce. G-Dragon is like one of the main producers in Korea at the moment. Guy is crazy talented.
I bet. So also, I take it that's why you bought one of his hats, yeah?
Oh, I bought his own personal hat. He was wearing that the other day, and I just like, Mr. Dragon, can I buy that off you?
It was super cool. So I walk into school on Monday.
School?
This is what this is. What is it? I don't know. School you get taught, so maybe this isn't necessarily school. This is something else.
Oh, dear.
This is self-learning.
Self-learning.
So that's what we do.
Yeah.
But so I'm sitting in a little computer room with all the facilities to do all our editing and stuff like that. I'm there. Earlier, as I'm very punctual, and yeah, there we go, all that stuff. Lies. And then Jasper walks in, rocking what can only be described as a super cool flat top black hat with, in sparkly silver letters on it. Lettuce, that green stuff. G Dragon.
Yo.
Jasper.
Yeah, that's
your
me.
Street cred went through the roof, honestly. It was mad. Over 9,000.
Over 9,000. Yeah. Wow. Deep cuts. Okay, let's move on. You were talking about having different songs put together, yeah?
Yes.
I've got a perfect song to demonstrate that.
Okay, fantastic.
And it's, you know, we've had lots of guys singing, so let's have some girls singing.
Let's do it. Is it Huna?
No. In fact, let's have a whole generation of girls singing.
Let's do it.
Let's have Girls' Generation with I Got a Boy. Let's do this.
Lucky girls.
Hey, yo, GG! Yeah, yeah. 시작해볼까? 어머 얘 좀 봐라 얘 무슨 일이 있었길래 머리 잘랐대 어머 또 얘 좀 보라고 머리부터 발끝까지 살이 바뀌었어 왜 그랬대 궁금해 죽겠네 왜 그랬대 말을 봐봐 좀
Let me put it down another way.
I got a boy, handsome boy, 내 맘 다 가져간. I got a boy, 멋진. I got a boy, 착한. I got a
stop. Let's bring it back to 140. I got a boy in my gym. I got a boy in check.
And that was Girls Generation, or SNSD, with I Got a Boy.
On their chin.
On their chin.
Lovely, lovely. Jasper, I've got a question for you.
Mm.
How do you dance to that in a club?
Very, very confused.
Honestly, so you start getting in the groove like 20 seconds in, and then it switches up, and it's like, okay, I'll adapt to that one. And then it switches up 15 seconds afterwards. I swear people must just walk off the dance floor and say, I give up. I'm not doing this anymore. I don't know what you want from me, but I can't keep up.
There are actually various dances in that. So you've got the first breakdown, which is a kind of a slow movement dance. And then when it goes into the drop, they have the whole kind of like... an Egyptian thing going on.
I get you.
And then they have another drop, which is just back to like the slow dancing. It's a very, very famous song.
I don't understand why. It's crazy. It's too eclectic. It's like it's kind of like all the samples you use has got a copyright and it can only use like a certain section before it gets sued.
Yes.
So it's like 20 seconds there, something else. Blah, blah, blah.
It's really confusing, isn't it?
We're mad.
Yeah. Okay, I've got some English lyrics here. I'm just going to start off with the from the Here Comes Trouble.
Boy on your chin.
From the boy on my chin, yeah. Anyway, so that's basically the main singing part starts with, who is she? Ridiculous. True. Do you know you're too assertive? She thinks I'm average. Yeah, I guess she really liked him. No way, no way. She's become so pretty and sexy. It's because of him, right? I almost asked her what her new makeup was.
Mm-hmm.
Very deep lyrics. Truthfully, I've seen it for the first time. The deep eyes, like a scarred beast. I was dizzy just by talking to him. You really are something else. You really are something else. Oh, etc.
Hold on, I'm slightly confused. Just to interrupt you quickly.
Mm-hmm.
The bloke's wearing makeup.
No, it's the girls.
The girl's wearing makeup. The guy was going to ask the girl what makeup she had on.
No. The girls are jealous among each other, and then they fall in love with the guy.
Oh,
they're talking.
Wow.
It's like a bunch of girls talking together.
And they all fancy the same bloke?
Possibly.
Wow.
Anyway. I got a boy, a handsome one. I got a boy, a kind one. I got a boy, handsome boy, who took all my heart. I got a boy on my chin, a handsome one. I got a boy, a kind one. I got a boy, awesome boy. I must have really fallen for him. Ah, my prince, when are you going to come and save me? Will you lift me in your arms and fly like a white dream?
A white dream.
Don't read into
that.
I'm
not reading
much
into anything. I know it's some mad like kind of like translation, so we'll leave that one alone.
But Girls Generation are kind of interesting as a band. There were at one time 9 of them, but now there are 8.
They killed one off.
Not far off from the truth. So at one point you had the Koreans, Taeyeon, excuse my pronunciations as always, Taeyeon, Hyun, Yuri, Suyoung, Yuna and Seyun, as well as Jessica and Tiffany.
Yuna, was that Yuna?
No, that's Yuna.
Okay.
But Jessica and Tiffany from the US. So they have 2 US members. Tiffany's still in the band. She's the one with, you know, who says, you know, here comes trouble and all that. She does the English speaking parts. Jessica was let go, which is rather sad.
Why?
I'm not entirely sure. There's a lot of conversations around why Jessica was let go.
Give me 2 of them.
No, I'm not going to.
Okay, fair enough. Was it a financial issue? They didn't want to split the pie 9 ways, so they're happy to do it 8 ways.
The poor girls probably don't get paid that much.
Yeah, no, deep. As long as they're fed and warm.
They did try and break into the US in, what was it? That's, and th- yeah, 2012.
Okay.
So when they had the album, which was The Boys, I think it was. You can see there's a thing going on here.
Yeah, they like boys.
In 2012, SM Entertainment, who are the people who run Girls' Generation, mm-hmm. put together a world tour featuring some of their other groups, like FX, which we haven't played, Shiny, the mm-hmm. Shiny Six.
Shiny Six.
Who actually only have five.
So strange.
And this little unknown band called EXO, who we may mention later. I mean, nobody's ever heard of EXO.
Certainly not.
In an attempt to help Girls' Generation break into the American market. I mean, they actually won the YouTube Music Award for this video of I Got a Boy.
Oh, wow.
It's a bit of a mess. And there was even talk of a US album, though this was pushed into a release of the album The Boys. So they did think about releasing a US album in English lyrics, but I don't think that ever actually came to any fruition. A freelance writer for The New Yorker, a guy called John Seabrook, actually did a really interesting article about the lead up to all of that.
Okay.
And if I remember, I'll put a link to it in the show notes.
Metadata.
Show notes. He went on tour with Girls' Generation and talked to them, and also talked to the people who lead the K-pop industry, people like JYP. You got JYP, you got SM Entertainment, and you have Big Hits, who are the guys who run BTS, but I don't think they're one of the big three. I can't remember the third one. But there are three really big producers. Yeah, you're just looking at me like, yeah,
I want to say something, but I know you'll just say, cut.
Yeah.
There you go.
Anyway, read the John Seabrook article. It explains a hell of a lot about the music industry in Korea back in 2012, but it's still very true now.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, what were you going to say?
I was going to say that, like, this SMM production, are they the people who produce the Boy on Your Chin?
No. Yes, actually, they are.
Yeah, they are. See, they're dirty. Dirty S&M.
No, it's SM.
All right.
And it's actually the name of the guy who created it. It's the initials.
Sado something, yeah?
So JYP and SM, they always take the names of the guys who create them.
Okay, so I could be BVH.
You could be BVH Entertainment. That would be pretty awesome, actually.
There you go. Considering Silverfish Productions is taken, maybe BVH Productions.
BVH Productions.
I'm in.
Do it.
Sold.
Brilliant. Patented.
Done.
We've had Girls' Generation, Icon, and we've had some 4 Minute.
Mm-hmm.
So coming up, we've got some... Yeah, we are going to play some EXO.
Awesome.
And we've got some G-Dragon himself.
Oh, yeah, my main man, G-Drizzle.
G-Drizzle. And his mate, Taeyeon.
Okay, yeah, we know about him.
Yeah, we do. So you're listening to Burst.
Burst.
I'm Jazz.
I'm Ben.
And let's go on to the next song. The next song is going to be EXO, the band. The band EXO,
mm-hmm.
very little known band, nobody's ever heard of them.
Certainly not.
With their track Overdose.
Overdose.
This song and BTS's Dope are the two songs that make people like K-pop.
Really?
So I'm really interested to see what you think of this.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear it.
Okay, so this is Overdose.
Cool.
Come in. So bad, no one can stop her. Hello, hello, 오직 그것만 봐라. 그녀의 사랑 하나뿐인 걸. 치명적인 fantasy, 황홀함을 안 대취해.
Your love 빠진다 온몸이 떨려와 계속 들이켜도 아직 모자라 끝까지 전율시킨 갈증 이 순간을 잡아 질주를 멈추지만 너무 좋아 can't stop hey, 지금 이대로 괜찮아 주체할 수 없네 미끌린 속에 너가 내려가나 이 느낌 없이는 죽은 거나 마찬가지 내가 사는 이유 난 너랑 잘 거 맘에 중독
Someone call the doctor
Someone call the doctor 난 그녀가 필요해 하루도 난 버틸 수 없어 버티지 못해 벗어나고 싶지 않은 hey. 천국 같은 너 긴긴이 너
And that was EXO with Overdose. And you can hear the police in the background.
Yeah. Whoop, whoop, it's the sound of the police.
Whoop, whoop, that's a sound of the police.
There you go.
Yep. So EXO are like the princes of K-pop wow. at the moment. They have, their albums have sold ridiculous amounts. They've cracked the Billboard as well, American Billboard chart. They are massive.
Cool, because I was actually going to ask you this when we were playing the music, but I forgot to do so. So I'll ask you now. You kept like alluding to the fact that no one's heard of them, basically setting out the fact that they actually are pretty big.
No, they're massive.
Personally, I've never heard of them, but then again, there's not too many things I have heard of. I'm very kind of insular with my musical knowledge. So tell me more.
The interesting thing about these guys, right, is that they're made up of two groups. So originally there was, I think it was 13.
They love having so many people. 12. It's ridiculous.
12. So there were 12 of them.
Okay.
Which were made up of two groups. You had EXO K, who sing in Korean, mm-hmm. and you have EXO M, who sing in Mandarin.
Wow. Wait, you've introduced Chinese into this for the first time now.
Oh, no, I've done Chinese before.
I've never heard it. I've only heard Japanese or Korean. I love the fact that the Mandarin's coming through now as well.
So they do the same songs, mm-hmm. but, you know, EXO M sing in Mandarin in China, and EXO K do it in Korea.
Is it M-pop, by the way?
Mandarin pop? It could be. That's an interesting thing.
M or C-pop?
Well, I think we called it, last time we talked about Chinese music, we called it C-pop. But it may be M-pop.
Interesting.
No, that's M-bop.
No, because isn't it like Korean language is Korean.
Yeah.
The Japanese language is Japanese. Yet the Chinese language is?
Cantonese and Mandarin.
Well done. I set him up for that one. I knew he was going to come with two.
So they're an interesting band. We've talked about this before. Do you remember when we talked about Super Junior?
Yes.
And how the Chinese members of Super Junior weren't treated that well. And
yes, not too sure. When you said have you heard of Super Junior, I blagged. I said yes, and then you said Chinese stuff. I swear I've never spoken to you about Chinese stuff when it comes to Japanese and Korean pop. New introduction to me, so come on, enlighten me.
Well, we played Super Junior when Sarah was last with us, didn't we?
Oh yeah, sorry, I was a little bit over the shot that day, yeah. As you guys probably heard. Get back in the swing of things.
We had an interesting time that day.
Yeah.
So Super Junior, one of their members took their respective company to court. I think it was SM Entertainment again.
Wow.
Because they weren't paying the Chinese guy as much as they were the Koreans, and they weren't treated the same.
That's ridiculous, isn't it?
Well, it happened again with EXO.
Wow.
So of the... Because they were... Yeah, basically half of the Chinese contingent left or have put in legal action against SM Entertainment. So they lost the XOM's leader, Chris. In 2014, he filed a lawsuit against the agency to terminate his contract for violation of basic human rights and his choices career-wise.
Wow.
2014, again, Luhan, who is another member of XOM, filed a similar one because of health issues and for being treated differently than his Korean members. And then Dao, filed a lawsuit against SM Entertainment for termination of his contract as well, and that was last year. So three members of XOM all went.
And they're all Chinese?
Yes, because they would have been.
That's ridiculous.
So that leaves you with just XOK and I think three members of XOM.
So SM must be happy with that then. They've kind of like slightly got the Chinese out the door now. They've just got their Koreans that they obviously prefer.
Oh, it's a bit dumb because they set up XOM to help break that Chinese market, which they've done quite well.
Yet they refuse to pay them the money they earn.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's so weird.
Yeah, but it happens quite often in Korea that they have these problems. And to be honest, the singers and the dancers and everything don't get paid quite what we would expect. Mm-hmm. So if you were like a band like, I don't know, Oasis or, you know, Blue or something, you expect them to get paid relatively well because they go off and do all this stuff. You know, like One Direction make millions, don't they?
I'll give you an example as well. The little blonde girl from S Club 7, Hannah something, she came out recently and said that she earned $600,000 over 4 years.
Yeah.
Which, you know, doesn't sound too much to me, but she was actually coming across quite happy, you know, thankful for having that type of money. You know, she was able to buy a first house, getting a property ladder, this, that, and the other. But if I was in an act that, you know, was getting regular number ones and I was touring, I wouldn't want more than $150,000 a year.
These guys wouldn't even get that, probably. I mean, they'd probably be making, you know, $60,000, if that.
Wow.
It's, or if that, you know, there is some real questions about how that sector of the pay industry works in Korean music.
So S&M loaded?
SM.
SM loaded. Sorry, I'm so
SM
used to
Entertainment
it.
Are loaded, as are JYP.
Oh, yeah.
JYP is ridiculously loaded.
And he's not, that's ridiculous.
The JYP doesn't have the same issues. They don't, I mean, there have been some lawsuits, but nowhere near. I mean, JYP tend to actually let their performers do their own stuff.
Okay.
And the other one I've remembered is YG. So the other, there's JYP, SM, and YG, all named after their founders.
Okay.
And I think YG and JYP have allow their people to take songwriting credits and sing live. I'm not quite sure if SM are the singing live guys, but there are people who are very particular. Some of the entertainment groups are very particular about letting their performers write their own music and write, you know, the dances and choreograph stuff and produce it. So they don't want them just to be boy bands who have music handed to them. They have to produce their own stuff. Icon, for instance, write all their own stuff and produce their own stuff too.
Wow, so they're getting super talents then, because, you know, our equivalent with the X Factor and stuff like that, they're just an empty shell that can sing and look pretty, and then they'll just throw all the bells and whistles on top. Well, the record company will. Whereas you're saying with the Idol stuff, these guys are the full package. They bring everything to the
table. They're trained to be the full package.
That's super brilliant. But what's also crazy about that as well, that means that they should be getting a far bigger piece of the pie. If they're writing the songs, performing them, this, that, and the other, then they should be making, you know, city cash.
Some of them are. I mean, Big Bang, G-Dragon, that lot.
Yeah, G-Dragon got monies.
G-Dragon's got monies.
Nice.
He's also got like a fashion designer label. I mean, he is ridiculously, he's ridiculous, G-Dragon.
Good.
Speaking of which, should we play some G-Dragon?
I'd love to hear it.
So we're going to play some G-Dragon. One of my favorite tracks by G-Dragon of Big Bang, the leader of Big Bang, is called Crayon.
Wow.
So get your crayon.
Always got my crayon.
You do always have your crayon. How much swag do you have?
Loads.
Ah, good. All right, this is G-Dragon and Crayon.
Get your crayon. Get your crayon. Money, I get all the fast. Swag. Money, I get all the fast. Swag. 아직도 꿀리지 않아. Yes, I'm a pretty boy. 나 날아다녀 so fly. 달라리 boy. 월화 수 목금 토요일 난 바바 오빠 나 봐 bad boy. I'm on G to the D. Golden diamonds boy. 누가 아니래. You know I'm busy. 오늘의 DJ 나는 철이 너는 me. Hey, 아가씨, 아가씨, 난 순결한 지영씨. 이리 와봐요, 귀요미. 네 남자친구 지모미. 너 맞지? 다 맞지? 내 이상형 속에 미소. 김태기와 김미소. Oh my god, 전지현. Why so serious? Catch a crayon. Catch a crayon. Catch a cray, catch a crayon. Catch a crayon. Catch a crayon. Catch a cray, catch a. Why so serious? Slow it down. 잠식 하면 좀 더 빠르게 달려나서 오전 대고 무슨 소백에 지내서 노래를 부르며 즐겁게 같이 춤을 춰 링글링글링 파트너 바꿔 머리에게 물어봐 물어봐 머무너들아
Why so serious?
Get your crayon Get your crayon Get your cray Get your crayon Get your crayon Get your crayon Get your cray Get your
Why so serious?
Come on guys
And that was G-Dragon with Crayon.
Crayon. Crayola madness.
Get your crayon.
Yeah.
Why so serious?
I'm always serious, Jasper. You know this about me.
Okay. So that was the majority of the show right there. We're going to move on quickly.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah? No?
Yeah, I just want to say mad respect to G-Dragon. Love him.
Yeah.
My favorite, like, K-pop artist. Yeah.
Favorite member of Big Bang.
There we go. Favorite member of Big Bang.
Big Bang. Bang, bang, bang.
Yeah. Big Bang.
So we're going to move on now to do the request section, which we've got one request this week, and then we'll do song and dance of the week.
Oh, you got a nice request of the week!
Very good. Lovely.
Thank you.
So I've actually had three requests for this song, just this one song. But the major one came from a guy called Embryos on Twitter, who wrote, can you play one of these two songs? One of them being a Japanese rock song.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. And the other one was CL's Hello Bitches. And I was like, which am I going to pick?
Pretty obvious, isn't
it? It's pretty obvious, isn't it? So, ladies and gentlemen, I give you CL of 21.
Excellent.
To anyone, if you prefer.
Of course.
With Hello Bitches.
Fantastic. And Embryos, thank you very much for your contribution.
Yeah, thank you very much, guys. Remember, if you want to get in touch, it's JazzGBO on Twitter. Okay, so time for some CL and Hello Bitches.
Hello Bitches. Shopping spree in Tokyo. Wake up in my private jet. Made out in Tokyo. Flipping cards in Macau. 내가 대체 Macau. Stop blowing up my phone and won't you hit me up on Kakao. Diamonds in my grill and I'm my new guy. Skin tone, 22 carats gold I got in Dubai. My boys won't hesitate to run up on your boy. My boys won't hesitate to run up on your boy. I'm Tony Bafafa. 남자들은 탐탐탐 내 입술 냠냠냠 어디 가도 탕당당 등장은 짠짠짠 띠자 띠자 팡팡팡 디스코 팡팡팡 Hello bitches. 옐로우 gold and it glow like a yellow bone. Couldn't see me with a selfie from my telephone. Got hella dough, hello kitty, getting hella old. Want me to love in long time, and I tell him no. Saki to soju, Nagasaki to Seoul. You could find me in Shanghai. You know what them shots of Baijiu do. Got these Asian girls dancing on the couches. Yeah, they know me, and they singing every word like they was at the karaoke, huh? I'm Tony Bafafa. 남자들은 탐탐탐 내 입술 냠냠냠 어디 가도 탕당당 등장은 짠짠짠 띠자 띠자 팡팡팡 디스코 팡팡팡 Hello bitches.
And that was Hello Bitches by CL. Yeah, it's a great tune.
Can you say bitching? Because bitch is allowed because of the female dog kind of whatever. But what about bitching?
Does that constitute a swear word? This whole section is just going to be hello beep, hello beep, 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 beep.
Cool.
It'd be like talking to a robot.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's a good tune. Thank you very much, Embryos. That was actually a song about hate, prejudice, and sexism.
How it's all important to feel such things in your life, yeah?
No. The lyrics are very much like, you know, Hello Kitty's over.
It is over, actually, isn't it?
It's just so yesterday.
That's mad. Hello Kitty used to be, like, super, super cool for, like, the little girls, and now it's just gone.
I think Hello Kitty was originally created as a mascot for the water systems in Japan.
You mean serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it just kind of took off.
Okay.
I may be wrong. Somebody might be able to correct me.
No, that's too much an obscure fact for you to pull out of nowhere.
I come up with the weirdest things.
That's true.
Anyway, next up is Song and Dance of the Week.
Awesome!
Song of the Week. Gosh, this is difficult. This has been difficult for me because I've gone from like one song to another song to another song song. I've been flip-flopping. Flip-flop-fly.
Been flip-flopping your hip-hopping career, Matt. I nearly crafted something cool.
You're spitting some fire.
Always.
But there's one track that I've been playing on repeat, and I've got to say, it's crazy.
Hold on. I've just come from doing my Motown 3, which I tried to recruit Jasper to do, but unfortunately it was a little bit busy. And every time I introduce a song, for some reason, this is what I come out with. It's a banger. I don't know why. For the life of me, I can't refer to a song without calling it a banger.
So, a Motown track, no less.
Yeah, exactly. Motown tunes are all bangers. It's ridiculous. It's true. Then like corrected myself a little bit, and I think I referred to them as like awesome or something like that. So not too good. So anyways, Jasper, this tune you're about to introduce.
It is a banger.
Exactly that.
It is. This is T.O.P., Top, one of the members of Big Bang and Doom Dada.
Wow, awesome.
In a shower. Yeah! Hanji!
mass media 집착하고 새 영감을 감당해 둠다다 디비다 나 명상으로 제3세계를 관찰해 시리 주신 인류의 힘 더 눈부신 문명의 윈 둠다다 디비다 새 생명의 푸른 빛을 비추게 돌아 돌아 돌고 돌아 거꾸로만 돌아 돌아 입만 사는 인간들의 목소리만 걷돌아 몰아 몰아 물고 몰아 지글지글 몰아 몰아 과열이 된 미디어로 사람들을 몰아 하쿠나 마타타 하쿠나 마타타 둠다다 디비다 새 생명의 푸른 빛을 비추게
둠다다 디비다다 둠다다 디비다다 둠다다 디비다다 둠
Let's go. Da 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 dum, da 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 dum, da da
da da dum. Yeah. And that was Top T.O.P. with Dum Dada.
Dum Dada, Dum Dada Dada Dee.
That's just what we listen to, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, tangent. No, I'm allowed to go on tangents.
Yeah, the Dum Dada, that song just gets in your head, and it makes no sense. I mean. That's that whole track. He talks about being a sommelier at the beginning and how music is like a vintage of wine and how he's... It makes no sense.
No, even the word you said at the beginning makes no sense. A sommelier.
Sommelier, yeah.
Somalian.
No, not Somalian. Sommelier.
What's a sommelier?
Sommelier.
What's a sommelier?
It's a guy who is an expert in wines.
Of course. Yeah, I know this. Yeah, the wine guy.
The wine guy.
Yeah, that's what we call him.
Well, that's why it's a sommelier.
Sommelier.
Yeah.
It's not great. A Somalian.
It's not a Somalian. But the video also, which I'll put up on the website, is just, it's like, somebody in the comments on YouTube wrote, if this was people's first K-pop video they ever saw, they'd run off a cliff.
Wow.
And I can't disagree with that.
Okay, go on, describe it to me.
Oh my God, no, really? I can't.
Okay, cool. As I say, put it up with the post and I look forward to checking it out.
Yeah. And next up, we're going to have some more Big Bang. I'm sorry, this is just like Big Bang-a-thon.
You can never apologize for Big Bang. Huh? The more Big Bang, the better.
Yeah, more Big Bang, the better. Dance of the show, it's got to be Ring-a-Linga by Taeyang.
Yeah, standard.
Yeah, it is standard. And this was actually, the dance routine was done by Paris G.
Paris G, okay, cool.
From New Zealand, who did dance routines for, she did Sorry by Justin Bieber. She did the dance routine for that.
Boop, 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 boop.
I don't know it.
Yeah, trust me, it was all I was doing yesterday. For some reason, I've actually learned a Justin Bieber song word for word.
Oh my gosh.
It's not that one, though. It is If You Love Yourself.
Oh, that one.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I can do that. But also, yeah, that's cool. But then I listened to the Sorry tune, which is... That was all I was doing in my house yesterday.
I can imagine they wanted to kill you after a while.
They all love me. I'm lovely. I'm a very nice guy. I keep getting told I'm nice. Jasper! No, you shouldn't laugh like that. It's true, guys. I mean, I'm a very nice guy.
And she's also worked with, Jay-Z's wife.
Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Yeah, that
you.
Girl, yeah.
Also done some of the choreography for Beyonce.
Wow.
She's worked with, she did the Crazy video for 4 Minute. She did Icon's Rhythm Tower, which was Dance of the Week last week. So she did that dance. She's done tons and tons of choreography. And she's really popular at the moment. But this, I think, is her most famous one, at least in K-pop circles. This is Ring-a-Linga by Taeyang.
Cool.
Ring-a-linga-linga, 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 ring- 화제조심 물은 좀 으니까 걱정 말고 so body moving yeah. We party ain't so hard 주면 부러질 것 같지 What the hell so far 다시는 찾아올 것 같지 어제 일은 다 잊어버려 그제 일처럼 내일 일은 다 지워버려 남의 일처럼 다 같이 jump 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 마치 거무줄 load Ladies bump 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 Shake shake and follow me right. 멈추지 마 Baby don't keep my vibe 이대로 가 지금 좋으니까 To the left to the right 그대로 날 따라와 Yeah 아 Yeah yeah 모두 one, two 하나, 둘, 셋 Baby, one, two, step Yeah, yeah Yeah, 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 yeah 내 두 손 놓지 마 Don't run, boo 세상을 가져다 줄게 전부 Hey, DJ
And that was Tae Young with Ring-a-Linger.
Ring-a-Linger-Linger-Ding.
Yeah, it's a great choreography, great dance, great guy. It's done all in one take.
Oh, wow.
The choreography of the video. It's well worth checking out. I'll put it down below.
Super.
You know, in the burst post.
Jasper, I've broken a sweat doing this show.
Have you?
I just ran my thumb down my spine and it was all sweaty.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Well, luckily, we've come to the end of the show.
Fantastic. I'll go have a shower.
So, thanks for being here, Ben.
Hey, my pleasure. Anytime. I really enjoyed it.
And you've got another one of your shows coming up?
Yeah, indeed. As I said, just prior to doing this, I did Mo 3, Motown 3, and I'd say it's my best selection of music that I've done so far. It was the quintessential.
It was quintessential.
Yeah, that too as well. But no, the quintessential BVH Motown experience. Hopefully me talking in between the songs is coherent and good and actually worth putting out there. So I'm going to go home now and edit it. But yeah, Mo 3 coming soon, guys.
Excellent. Anyway, thank you very much for listening, guys. I've been Jazz. This has been Ben.
This has been Ben. And this has been Jazz.
Bye.